Good morning, Mirror Lake Alliance. Mirror Lake Alliance family, you have partnered with us and you've walked with us through some very fruitful ministry years and some pretty tough challenges as a family. Thank you for Matt and Leslie, who with passion shared our prayer requests to you month after month. Thank you for sending Pastor Keith and Matthew to come join us and to jump on the trampoline with our kids and to meet some of our special friends who are walking closer with the Lord. Thank you for helping us move this summer with John and the team who came and helped us this summer. And thank you for praying for us. I counted 16 families that receive our prayer letters and pray for us from this small congregation. And I was like, wow, what a great encouragement that was. Because of God's grace and answer to your prayer, we have many friends who are walking with Jesus today and some that are walking closer with him. And I look forward to coming again in the new year and sharing more of those stories with you. Because of God's grace and answer to your prayer, our family is settled in Stony Plain with increased health and peace after coming home suddenly a year ago due to health reasons. Though both Kelly and I have the same call, hasn't changed to reach our favorite people. We believe that God has called us to Stony Plain for this season and for the next 3 to about 6 years. Kelly's returning to a computer job in Edmonton, and we are going off financial support with the CMA, going off the Global Advance Fund at the end of December 2017. So keep giving to the Global Advance Fund, but don't put our names on it for now. Give to other workers who are faithfully doing the work among unreached people group. So, if we, me and my family, and you, are called to live in this Muir Lake, Stony Plain, Parkland area for the time being, can we still impact the peoples of the Silk Road? I'm so glad you asked. Can we get that going? Perfect. Welcome to Silk Road Air for all your Silk Road travel needs, specializing in one route from Muir Lake Alliance Church to the Silk Road and the Arabian Peninsula and back again, soon to be expanding, I am sure. I am pleased to introduce to you your crew today. This is Kelly, your friendly but not too awake air traffic controller, who today is absent, but I'm sure we don't need it. Air traffic controller, right? This is Hananiah, our pilot, nuts but fun, apparently gone as well at a youth retreat. What can you do? This is Sepide, co-pilot, only 3 years old. I'm sure you can trust her. Where did she go? This is Emmanuel and Yeshua. They are our stewards today, Emmanuel, also at youth retreat, but Yeshua will be very guaranteed to keep you comfortable throughout our flight. Let's not forget Grandma Vange and Grandpa Art. Grandma Vange is here for your first and business class steward. And I, Jolene, am pleased to be your crew hostess today. We have been pleased to serve as international workers in the Silk Road region off and on for the last 8 years with the Christian and Missionary Alliance, and that is why we have been hired by Silk Road to serve you today, Silk Road Air. To begin our journey, we are going to introduce our Silk Road Air clap as our motto. It's very, very simple. It goes, Silk Road Air. This is very interactive. You have to repeat after me. Are you ready? Silk Road Air. And then it's quiet. And this clap will be used intermittently for your safety and for my sanity. Now, for our motto. Our motto comes from Acts 17, 26 to 27, where Paul is preaching to those who have never heard about the true God. From one man, God made all the nations that they should live in the whole earth, and he marked out the right times in history and the edges of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out and find him. On Silk Road Air, we encourage blood circulation on all long-haul flights. So would you please all stand and let's read this motto together. From one man, God made all the nations, that they should live in the whole earth. And he marked out their right times in history and the edges of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach him and find him. Before you sit down, I'd like to introduce you to our plane. These two sections in the middle, this is our middle section. At the beginning here, Grandma Vange, would you come help us, and Yeshua? At the front here, we're going to have our first class seating. This is for Pastor Brad and for Michelle. Please come in our first class seating. Our first row here is going to be for all elders, past and present, and their wives. Okay, do we have any past and present elders? I see some of you. Come on, I know better than this. Now, I think most of our kids went downstairs, but I need in our two wing sections, all kids, all youth, and anyone who wants to act like a kid or a youth. Look at all these elders. Wow, you guys are awesome. Okay. Vange, are you ready to review our safety guidelines? First, we have our seat belts. Well, nah, we don't really need them. We are the cheapest airlines around. Next, we have our first class safety. Ben, would you like to introduce it? First class safety. The doors are at the front, and they're at the back. And, well, it's kind of open, so they're everywhere. Now, how about our first row, Mom? Do you have the first row safety? For our first row safety, we have a life jacket for you to share. We also have the life raft. And if things really get dicey, we have the oar. Be sure to paddle on both sides. For our second class, business class, we have life jackets. It's one. Make sure you share. For the rest of you, keep praying. All right, you may sit down. Now we are ready to roll. So, remember, this is including lots of circulation. We don't want any blood clots developing in this long-haul flight. It is a long haul. Just ask Matthew. Okay, so we are going to learn this together by using actions, okay? Not only kids learn good with actions, all of us. So we're going to say from one man, copy me, from one man, God made all the nations. Let's do that again. From one man, God made all the nations that they should live in the whole earth. Let's do it again. From one man, God made all nations. Good thing you know this. That they should live in the whole earth. So who was the one man? No? Adam. That's right. Adam. And then give me some examples of some of the nations or races of people where you guys have come from. Just shout them out. Where did your grandparents come from? Ukrainian. Ireland. German. England. Switzerland. France. So, God made from Adam all these nations that they should live in the entire earth. Now, it is time for us to take off. Being a very economical airline, we need your help. So we need our wing sections to stand and start flapping. Do not flap your neighbor. A little harder, a little harder, a little harder. Woo! Good job, we took off. You may take your seat. Let's give them a hand for the good takeoff. All right, let's do our first part of our verse, and we're going to learn the second part. From one man, God made all the nations that they should live in the whole earth. Now, he marked out the right times in history and the edges of their boundaries, edges of their land, sorry. And he marked out the right times in history and the edges of their lands. So the right time in history means that God chose when you should live. So what year, let's pick on one of these low-end kids. What year were you born? Does anyone know what year you were born? Give me a hint, Dad. Matthew, what year was one of your kids born? You can do it. 2005. Okay, I think that was the first one. Okay, and let's pick on one of you guys. What year were... No, we don't do that to business class. Okay, so God chose the exact times for you to be born. And God wanted you alive, all of us, now in 2017, and still our moms, praise the Lord. And God marked out the edges of your lands, the edges, the boundaries of their land. What does this mean? It means the places where we live. God chose for all of us, including me, to live in Canada at this time. Is there anyone who lives here that was not born here? Where were you born? Holland, both of you? In the States. So God chose for you to be born there, but he also wanted you to move here, and that was part of his plan for your lives, for his purposes, for his good. Silk Road Air is now pleased to serve you our food and beverage. Being a very economical airline, you had to pre-order your meals. Let's check. Looks like no one pre-ordered their meals. So we do have a complimentary course of one pretzel, because of course you get very full on these long-haul flights, which are gluten-free. So my servers will help you with that. If they can get it open. As you can see, we have traveled quite a while now and are now entering the Silk Road areas. We are flying over China, the Stan countries, and to the south, we've passed India and are now heading over Iran. Now we are passing through the Gulf countries and the Arabian Peninsula, where my family lived for many years. Hi, house. Okay, we are getting ready to land. Being a very economical airline, we need our center aisle to lean 1 foot forward and use their feet to help us stop. Place your feet in front of you without touching your neighbor and squeak to a stop. Let's hear your squeak. Ugh, I think we stopped. Good job. Welcome to the Arabian Peninsula on the Silk Road. Now that we have arrived in an Arab country, you may not be surprised to see many Arabs. Most Arabs from this country are very wealthy and Muslim, which means they hope that their good deeds are enough for Allah to allow them entrance into paradise one day. But these Arabs only make up 15% of the population of this country. So who are the other 85%? They are Sunni Gulf Arabs, Shiite Iranian Muslims, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Sikh Christians from India, Muslims from Pakistan and Afghanistan, Muslims from Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and atheists from China, and many other nationalities, all living in the Arabian Peninsula. And that's why we have a CMA team working there among different nationalities. Let's practice the first two parts, and we'll do the yellow at the end together. From one man, God made all the nations that they should live in the whole earth, and he marked out the right times in history and the edges of their land. We're going to do it like this. God did this so that they would seek him. Let's do it together. God did this so they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. Now let's do the whole thing. From one man, God made all the nations that they should live in the whole earth, and he marked out the right times in history and the edges of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out and find him. Thank you very much, Silk Road. You may join over here. So why did God choose the place and time for us to live? God wants us to find him. God wants the nations from all backgrounds and born into all religions to have the chance to reach out and find him. He wants all to hear that he sent his son Jesus to die for our sins, giving us the chance to turn away from our sins and live a life worth living in Jesus, forgiving. Any good works that we do are the result of our salvation, not trying to get salvation. That's why our family moved and lived in the Arabian Peninsula and learned the language and befriended some of these Silk Road peoples who have many people living there. And that's why God led us to be there at the same time as them. About five years ago, we and another coworker family began reading the Bible with the 4M family. They were raised Muslims but were attracted to the friendliness of Christians. One night, after several months of reading the Bible together, Mr. M told us an amazing story. He had been asking God to show him the truth, whether Islam and everything that he had been taught was the truth, or whether Christianity, this new way that he was leading, learning about, was the true way. Then he went to sleep. He had a dream that night. And that was amazing in itself, because Mr. M never dreamed. He had a dream about going to 3 different ovens that made flatbread in the ground. He went to the first oven, and there was no fire in it. He went to the second oven, there was a fire in it, but people were not cooking flatbread yet. He went to the third oven, and there was people cooking flatbread. They take it, and they roll it, and they stretch it on kind of like a pillow, and then they slap it on the side, and it sticks, and it bakes, and it's delicious, and I miss it. And at that time, they took the bread, he had some, and he had a person with him that said, "Let's pray first." And then he woke up. Get it? We didn't get it. But he did. And God spoke to him in a way that he understood. And he explained to us that Muslims thank God after they eat. Only Christians pray before they eat. And so for him, God spoke to him saying, "This is the true way." And based on that and all the things leading up to that, he gave his life to Christ. After that time, he and his wife also gave her life to Christ. They were both baptized. Their oldest daughter gave her life to Christ. And then they decided to flee as refugees. They ended up in Europe, and for 16 months, they were there in a camp. So God chose for them to be born in a Muslim country. He chose for them to come to the Arabian Peninsula to come to know him. And then he chose for them to go to Europe. And while they were in the refugee camp for 16 months, before recently being given refugee status out of the camps, what did they do with those months? They joined and led Bible studies such as this for other refugees, using the place and the time that God had given them so that others could reach out and find him. Well, I hope you enjoyed your trip to the Arabian Peninsula. We are now ready to return to Muir Lake. So we need Pastor Brad and Michelle to take your chairs. I'm sorry, it's a little economical airline. And go to the back of this section. And we need all of you to face the back. You don't have to move your chairs, but just turn around your neck and face the back for our return flight. Our wings, we need you to stand up and start flapping. You know the drill. Very good. A little faster, a little faster, a little harder. Middle section, I think you need to blow. I think you need to blow backwards because we're having trouble here. Whew! Okay, we're off. Way to go. Okay, thank you very much, wings. You can sit down. And it's a very, very, very fast flight. And stick out your feet. And we're going to stop now. Stick out your feet and squeak. Perfect. Okay, welcome. You have arrived back. Pastor Brad and Michelle, you can turn around. it seems like the nations that we met in the Silk Road, that they have come with us. They joined us. Some of them may have decided to live in Edmonton or Calgary or Spruce Grove or Stony Plain. Some of them might be your neighbors. So we said that God decides the time and the place where we live, right? Well, last December, after we had come home suddenly, I was discouraged about being here. I love Canada, but I missed my home overseas. And one night, Kelly and I went out in our neighborhood in Stony Plain when we were really discouraged, and we took our littles to a playground close to our house, and it was rainy. It wasn't a nice time to go out. And there was one other mom and her son out that day. And so I met her and talked to her, and she was from mainland China. I mean, how does mainland Chinese end up in Stony Plain in my neighborhood, right? And she has a little boy, and now we're driving her to preschool. And I felt like God said, Jolene, I've got people from all over the world. Wherever I'm going to take them, they have a chance to reach out, and I'm bringing her into your life. So let's review our Silk Road motto. From one man, God made all the nations that they should live in the whole earth. And he marked out the like times in history and the edges of their bands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. God has a purpose in bringing these Silk Road nations to live among us in our small neighborhoods and our acreages. And God has chosen the people that you go to work with, your kids play sports with, that you go to school with, whether they're from the Silk Road or whether they're good old redneck Albertans. Do you believe that God has chosen your specific neighbors, your colleagues, your classmates at this time, at this place, to live close to you? And why? Who at this time, coming up to Christmas 2017, has God put in your time and your space so that you can help them reach out and perhaps find him? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're in control and that you have the big picture in mind when we don't have any control. I thank you that you're a God of healing and you're a God of joy. I thank you, Lord, for our neighbors. And we pray for our neighbors, our colleagues. Lord, I pray that you give each of us one person in our mind today that you've put into our space for a specific reason at this time. Why don't you go ahead and just say that name out loud? Lord, take our whisper prayers. Take our neighbors, our colleagues. Help us, Lord, to be your witness. Help us to be your light, not in weird ways, but in light and love. Your word says they would know we are Christians by our love. Help us to be your light and your love in the lives that you've put around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you for flying Silk Road for all your travel needs. Have a good day.